Welcome to the corner.
Hey, Lexi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Tara?
I am doing fantastic.
What about you, audience? How are you today?
I think everybody's doing pretty good. And if you're not, it's okay. We got you.
You have the Lord. That's something you can count on.
So welcome to the first show of The Corner. This is a gospel-centered parenting show, and we're really excited to introduce ourselves to the community of Homer and to parents in Homer. And I thought Lexi could go ahead and kick us off with our introductions, a little bit about who we are and why we're here.
Okay. Hi, I am Lexi. I've been married for 10 years to a wonderful man named Zach. Actually, it's been 9 years. We have two kids, and this is our first year homeschooling, and I'm very surprised of, like, how much I love it. It's been such a great journey. I'm very thankful for Tara and just helping with that and building my confidence up in it. Me and my husband work at ABI, Alaska Bible Institute. My husband is the cook, and I am the baker. And we are starting to become missionaries. We God placed on our hearts to do missionary care. But missionary care, it's very hard. It is very hard to explain what we are doing and all the different things that God wants us to do. And so it will look different for every family. But we're going to partner up with AVM here at ABI. And all the missionaries that they send out, we want to be able to help them in any way that they need.
I love that.
Yeah, Zachary's going to try to take over teaching when he's in the village if the man needs a break. Because normally the missionaries are the ones that are preaching and teaching.
Yeah.
And then I will try to help the wife in whatever way she needs help with. Or if they have older kids, see how we can help them. Because the kids are just as important.
Absolutely.
Other than that, that's about it.
Wonderful. So my name is Tara. And I have been married to Dan for 8 years now. My husband works full-time. He's up on the slope, so he's a two-on, two-off schedule. And I actually really love the schedule because when he's home, he is 120% present for the kids and I. And it's really, really nice. And it's just something that we've always done. And so it's our normal, you know. He's been up on the slope for 20 years. So it's a career. We have 5 children that range from the age of 22 all the way down to 6. So we've got a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old. I am also the children's ministry director at one of the local churches here in town, which I absolutely love. It was definitely a calling that God put me into, and I know it was a calling because I didn't want to do it. And now I get a lot of joy from it. We homeschool one of our children. The rest of our children are grown, and one still goes to school here in town. Let's see. What else about me that is important for everybody to know? I do a lot of things.
You're like Wonder Woman. You're like a get her done. You got an idea? Throw it to her and she can get it done.
Sometimes I feel like I do too much, but God definitely provides for me when it comes to energy and all the things. I'm also in school again right now, which has been pretty cool. And the way that all formulated was amazing. I'm going for an early childhood education degree, and I would really love to get a theology degree, a bachelor's degree in theology and biblical studies. I don't know if that's going to happen. God called me to get the early childhood education degree and made it really easy. And I'm hoping he makes it easy for the degree that I want, not just the degree that he wants me to have.
Well, why do you want that one degree, your theology degree?
It's just interesting to me. I love theology. I love the understanding of the faith and connecting dots. And I know that I can get all of that outside of college, but there's something about being in a college class where you have somebody teaching that just challenges you in ways that you don't think of challenging yourself. I don't know if that makes any sense.
To me, that makes sense. I understand.
Yeah. So we'll see what God has in store for me. For now, I'm just focusing on this degree. I'll be done spring of next year, so I'm excited about that. And then we're doing this, and I'm saying a lot because I don't know what else to say.
Hey, is a good one. Like when people pray, they say Lord as their At least I do. I don't know about anybody else out there.
I'm sure I do, too. So we're going to kick this off by kind of explaining how we're going to start the process of this show. And we're going to start this show by going over a book called 14 Gospel Principles. We also have a website, and we are hoping that this radio show is an interactive show. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we do.
You have a question? Hey, shoot it at us.
You got a concern? Hey, shoot it at us.
You just want to say, we love you?
Definitely shoot those at us. Oh my gosh, yes.
You hear something that we say is wrong?
Please.
We want to know.
Let us know.
Because I am not going to start this claiming that we know anything and everything.
I know nothing.
I feel like I know nothing.
And that's, yeah.
I think we're just a couple of moms that have a passion for parenting children in the gospel. I know me personally, I really love just sharing the things that I learn with other parents. And I feel like the bigger your community is, the more you learn, the better you feel, the more you feel Christ. And so that's kind of the point of this for us is to, I know Lexi and I both have found a lot of love and comfort in the community that we have built with each other. And to extend that out to other people, I think would be fantastic. And so be a part of our online community. We have a website, and it's meetatthecorner.com.
That is meetatthecorner.com.
If you go to that website and you are on your mobile phone, we designed it to where the very bottom has an email button, and all you got to do is click on that little button and it'll take you to whatever email platform you have, and you can just start typing the emails because our email address is linked to it. And it's got our email address on the actual website if you're on like a laptop. And so if you don't want to go to our website, that's fine.
That is A-okay.
Yeah, you can just email us. And the email is a little different than the website. And the email is questions, with an S, questions@thecorner@gmail.com.
questions@thecorner@gmail.com.
The first thing that we want to do is discuss a book that I read a couple years ago. I got introduced to this book through a different book. I read Mom Set Free, and I loved it so much that I did a mom's book club through my church, and everyone just said that it was the greatest book. And it's by Jeannie Cunyon, and it's really, really good. And when I started digging into the books that she used to write the book, I noticed that one of them was by Paul David Tripp. And it's called Parenting, 14 Gospel Principles That Will Radically Change Your Family. We have a picture of the book on our website. So that way you can see what the cover looks like. So Paul David Tripp wrote a parenting book many, many years ago, and it was a hit. Everyone loved it. And he realized after he wrote it that it wasn't quite – people weren't quite receiving it the way that he had hoped for. And so he wrote a second book, and that's this one. And it's just really good. And I thought we would start going through the gospel principles in this book, because the Mom Set Free book and this book – radically changed who I am as a believer. It radically changed my relationship with Christ, And in that radical change of my relationship with Christ and in my identity, it radically changed the type of mom I am. And it's been really cool to just kind of walk through these gospel principles and parent in and through the gospel versus parenting in my own strength. So I love to share these things with people as much as I can because, I mean, who doesn't want parenting to be better?
Right. I know since I have been reading this, just opening it up, I was like, Zachary, we have to change our parenting. Like, I want to parent like this because this is so much, this is so beautiful compared to my parenting.
What we were doing, right?
Exactly. What I thought was good.
One of the things that got me going with reading all these books is I had this idea of grace-filled parenting. And I really wanted to learn more about grace-filled parenting. And that stems from my childhood and the way that I grew up. I grew up in a Christian home. And my father and my mother were wonderful, wonderful parents. However, some of their theology and ideology behind how to raise a kid was very ownership-based. And we're going to get into what that means. And when you are trying to parent a child that is ownership-based, it doesn't feel like grace. And I think a lot of people don't really understand what grace is because I've had multiple people come to me and say things like, well, they have to get in trouble. They have to have consequences, right, for their actions. Yeah, they do. Absolutely. That's not what grace is. Grace isn't, oh, my kid is jumping on the table and he needs to obey. And so grace isn't letting him jump on the table because that's what he wants to do. That's not grace. Grace is giving him his consequence, discipling him, showing him what his heart looks like, and then making sure that he feels loved in his consequence. And so that's what drove me to these books was I was trying to figure out grace-filled parenting. And through it, I've learned that gospel-centered parenting is actually the core of what you want to do. And through that gospel-centered parenting, grace just pours out of you, which I love. So in the beginning of my journey, I was listening to a podcast with Paul David Tripp and somebody else. I can't remember who now. And he was discussing a book that he wrote called Broken Down House. And he rattled off this long definition of what grace is. And I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read portions of it. It's still going to be kind of long, but it's beautiful. And I think it's a great way to start this process. And then when I'm done with that, we can kind of talk about the beginning of the book, which is ambassadorship and what that means and what that looks like to kind of kick us off into our next show. Okay, so Grace. This is by Paul David Tripp with a book he wrote called Broken Down House. It's an older book. He said, grace is a thunderous, expansive, powerful, and life-altering word. Other than God, there is no more important word that the human mind could consider and the mouth could speak. Grace is the ultimate spiritual game changer. It is the one thing that has the power to change you and everything about you. I'm going to skip down now. Okay, because you are God's child, grace is something you will never deserve, but can always expect. Grace is a tool that God uses to transform you, but it also defines the nature of his relationship to you. Grace will devastate you while giving you the peace of heart and rest of soul you have never experienced before. Grace will require you to confess your unworthiness, but will never make you feel alone and unloved. Grace will remind you again and again that you have no ability whatsoever to earn God's favor, but it will dispel your fear of not measuring up. Because isn't that, man, I always have a fear of not measuring up.
Same.
all the time. Grace will confront you with the reality that you are way less than you thought you were, while it comforts you with the promise that you can be way more than you ever imagined. Grace will call you to examine yourself with honesty and humility, but free you from being paralyzed by fearful introspection. Grace will ask you to admit your catalog of weaknesses, while at the same time empowering you with newfound strength. Grace will keep reminding you of what you are not, so you will receive God's welcome to what you can now be. Grace will make you sadder than you've ever been in your whole life and give you cause for joy and celebration that nothing and no one can take away. Grace will blow up your little kingdom of one while it introduces you to a much better, more glorious king. Grace will work to expose your blindness while it gives you eyes to see. Grace will drive you to the end of yourself while it holds you before the promise of fresh starts and new beginnings. Grace is a person, and his name is Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that the most beautiful definition of grace you've ever heard in your whole life?
I really, yeah.
I think I could read that every single day.
And get so much out of it each time.
Every single day. So I love that definition of grace. And when I found that, I just thought, man, I need to dive into this because this is it. But really, grace is just a portion of parenting, right?
Right. I find it really funny because, what is it called? Gentle parenting is becoming a thing.
It is.
And it has a little bit of trying to.
I left my coffee. That's why she's laughing at me. And I made a motion of like throwing something up in my mouth to drink and got frustrated that it wasn't here.
It's like people who gentle parent are thinking they're giving their kid grace by not punishing them.
Yes. Yes.
But kids need punishment.
If not that, punishment.
Not puni- like they need boundaries consequences. And they need consequences.
Structure.
Yeah. Because if you give them this line and you let them cross it all the time, they're going to keep testing you to see if you'll push them back behind the line.
Well, and they just don't. Their hearts are not being formed at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the opening of this book talks about ambassadors. It's not even a chapter. It's the introduction, and it's one of my favorite parts of the book. So we're going to probably spend a few shows on this. It's just so good. And I thought we could open it up with defining what an ambassador is.
Because honestly, I didn't know what it was until I was looking it up.
So when you first heard of ambassador, what did you think it meant? What was like your first
I thought of like the government.
Yes.
And going off. I didn't think of it as in like a God like view type thing.
Right.
Government.
Yeah.
I thought of the Mary-Kate and Ashley movie.
There was a lot of them. So ambassadorship, he says in the book that the word the Bible uses for the intermediary position, that is your part as a parent, is ambassador. And I looked up what verse that was because I was curious. And it's 2 Corinthians 5:20. And in 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And I love that because it really does, if you break that apart, it really does describe what our roles are as parents. And so the whole point of this, and this is going to be where it starts to get hard, the whole point of this is these children that we have
are not ours.
They're not ours. Like, we grow them, we raise them, we are blessed enough to be able to live life with them mm-hmm. and mold them and mm-hmm. shape them and love them and see all the things, right? Mm-hmm. They're not ours.
Nope. And it's that's crazy hard. How God, he trusts you. Like, raise these kids, give them a firm foundation and teach them who I am. They yeah. are the one thing that we have to disciple our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to think about.
I know.
And we do discipleship here at ABI, and I mean, I really pray that I'm part of their life, you know, helping them when they need questions, but they're not always going to be there. Yeah. My kids will always, unless Lord willing, he wants them first, my kids will always be there yeah. my whole life.
That doesn't seeking, mean they're yours, though.
I know. They're seeking knowledge, you know, yeah. asking questions, and am I going to guide them to Christ each time?
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah.
That's hard. So the whole point is to understand that these children that God has entrusted us with are not ours. And so that's why he calls our role as parents as an intermediary position, because there is something that we're doing. So he defines ambassadorship as this. The only thing an ambassador does if he is interested in keeping his job. Now, I want you guys to think that there is a person going to France and they are the ambassador for the United States of America. If he wants to keep his job is to faithfully represent the message, the methods, and the character of the president of the United States, the leader who sent him. He is not free to think, speak, or act independently. Mm-hmm. Now let's put that into a parenting format. God, if we are interested in gospel-centered parenting as a parent, God, who is our leader, has called us to faithfully represent the message, the method, and the character of him. And we are not free to think, speak, or act independently. And that's like a whole nother thing that we could get on, autonomy, right? Don't yeah. even get me started. And there's lots of opinions about it.
I was going to say, you might
we're
know
not going to talk about it. I don't know enough to confidently discuss it in here quite yet. I would have to restudy that. But everything we do and every decision we make, we are called to represent God's interest, God's perspective, God's power, not ours. Every parent everywhere is called to recognize that we have been put on this earth at this specific time in this specific location to do one thing in the lives of our children. And that is God's will, yes. not our will. So he says at street level, I'm picking all this up on the book. So if you guys want to get the book and read it with us, man, that would be exciting. So what that means at street level is parenting is not, oh, here's what it is. Are you ready? Parenting is not about what we want for our children or from our children, but about what God in grace has planned to do through us in our children. Hoo-wee.
I think I have that in my notes.
It's good.
Because it is so good.
It's not about what I want my kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what I can get from my kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about what God can do through me in my children's lives.
Yeah,
that's crazy to think. I have zero control. I don't get to say how it goes, and that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Like, no control over any of it. It's all God.
All God.
All God.
So as we start to walk through this book, I want to make it very clear, specifically for me, that I suck at all of this.
So do I.
I have been that mom that has gotten mad because my kids won't go to bed and I yelled at them.
That is like the first thing I always think of, like for myself. I am drained out by the end of the day. And they just, mom, or sneaking out of bed. Sometimes they scare me when they sneak out of bed. And it's just, go back to bed. Like,
yeah. I'm also the mom that tells my kids, stop touching me.
I've been saying that a lot recently, and it's just I'm overwhelmed. There's too much happening, and they're like little Velcros around my feet, especially my youngest. And I'm like, you have to move. You can't. She's like a little puppy dog right there by my hips.
I'm also the mom that in parenting teenagers and now young adult children have learned that I like to control the way their lives are going to look. And I can't control nothing.
Can't relate to that yet, but
it's coming, girl.
It's coming, and I know I will.
Not easy.
I'll hopefully, Lord willing, I will get so much out of all these parenting books that I'll be ready. I won't be, but that's okay.
Somebody recommended a book to me yesterday that she's reading, and it's How to Do Life with Your Adult Children, and then like the subtitle. She didn't tell me this part when I looked the book up, I went, oh, I need to read that because I like bold books. It says, I can't remember it now, but it was doing life with your adult children, keeping your mouth shut and the welcome mat out. And I was like, yeah, keeping your mouth shut, Tara. That is something I need to work on. But so I want to just tell everybody here that Lexi and I are not coming from a place where my daughter's going to bring the coffee. Come on in, girl. We are not coming from a place where we know it all. We are not coming from a place where we're really good at it either. We are coming from a place. Ooh, thank you for the coffee. My girl knows me. I tell you what. We are coming from a place where we are learning, and we want to walk with you in this journey on this radio show.
Yes.
We want to share our vulnerabilities, mm-hmm. our mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be honest with you guys. Parenting's hard, and I mess up daily, and that's okay.
I repent daily.
Yes.
That is what I do.
Yes.
Every night I go to bed and I go, okay, God, I messed today up.
Yeah.
Show me my heart, Lord, and then fix it.
Yeah.
And that's a hard prayer.
I'm always telling, please help me with tomorrow to be even better.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
But, you know, we didn't get to finish what the ambassador introduction. So please come back next week.
Yes. So next week, we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty of ambassadorship because is what he talks about. He has, I believe, 4 or 5 main points. Mm-hmm. And he discusses ownership versus ambassadorship. And mm-hmm. I'll define ownership for you guys really quick. Ownership is where you think that your children are yours. Okay, so say your kid is really, really good at violin and you spent thousands of dollars on lessons to teach your kid violin and you take pride in how good they are at mm-hmm. something. But if you were to flip that switch and they failed at something, you were to take it really, really personal and you mm-hmm. were to be hurt and you were to be ashamed that they messed up. Mm-hmm. That's ownership parenting because you're thinking they're yours. You're thinking that all of their actions reflect poorly on you. No, no, no. Their actions reflect poorly on themselves. Yep. They have their own testimonies. Yep. God is working on their own hearts and you cannot just say, I'm going to shield them from all of the heartache and the pain because then God can never grow your kids.
Yep.
So we're going to dive deep into ownership and ambassadorship, what ownership looks like and what ambassadorship looks like in 4 areas. Mm-hmm. Identity. Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Work, success, reputation, those 4. And we'll kind of dig into those 4 things. And I think, honestly, that'll take a good 30 minutes as well. So if you guys have any questions or if you just want to reach out to us and say, hey, we're here. We're excited. We can't wait to listen to this. Introduce yourselves. Tell us who you are. We would love to have a community of parents.
Yes, we want to hear from you. We want all the questions and all the concerns and all of the bad, ugly truths, all of it.
So that website, one more time, is meetatthecorner.com. And you can find our email address on our website. And you can see a lovely picture of Lexi and I goofing off, having fun. My wonderful photographer husband took all of the pictures. We're low-key cheap here.
Just a little, you know.
But we're going to have a blast on this radio show. And I can't wait to keep it going. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes. Tara, can you end us in a prayer?
I can. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that Lexi and I have to discuss gospel-centered parenting with this platform of people. Father, thank you for blessing us with ABI and AVM and providing the equipment and the space while the girls homeschool out in the area. Father, I pray that you prepare all the hearts that are about to listen to this radio show. I pray that you massage them, Lord, that you show them the truths of your word, and that you join us together in a community of parents that are focused on just wanting to glorify you. Mm. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, you guys, for being here, listening to us. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Thank you for coming to The Corner.
The Corner.